Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodime ku vam každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. godine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Poloka, a dneska je nedilja 18. jula 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, July 18th, 2021. Yesterday, July 17th, we commemorated the 133rd birthday, as well as the 61st anniversary of the passing of Blessed Bishop Pavel Petr Goidich. He was a Rusyn Basilian monk and the Eparch of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov. He was imprisoned and tortured by the communist regime in Czechoslovakia and beatified by Saint Pope John Paul II in 2001 and recognized as righteous among the nations by Yad Vashem in 2007. I will tell you more about the life of Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich right after this selection from Zakarpattia. Blessed Bishop Pavel Petr Goidich was born on July 17, 1888, in Ruske Pekljani, a Rusyn village about 12 miles south of Prešov, into a priestly family with the given name of Petr. After graduating from the gymnasium in 1907, he began his study of theology in Prešov and was sent a year later to continue his studies in Budapest. While still a seminarian, he was directed by his spiritual director on these lines: "Life is not difficult, but it is a serious matter." Words that were to guide him throughout his life. having finished his studies on August 27, 1911. He was ordained a priest in Prešov by Bishop Dr. Jan Valli. After his ordination, he worked for a short period as assistant parish priest with his father. After a year, he was appointed prefect of the eparchial seminary and at the same time taught religion in a higher secondary school. In 1919, he became director of the episcopal office. On July 20, 1922, he joined the Order of St. Basil the Great at Černešná Hora near Mukačevo, where, taking the habit on January 27, 1923, he took the name Pavel. On September 14, 1926, he was nominated Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Prešov. During his installation as Apostolic Administrator, he announced the program of his apostolate, "With the help of God, I want to be a father to orphans, a support for the poor, and consoler to the afflicted." A short time later, on March 7, 1927, he was nominated bishop with the title of Harpash, the Church of Harpash, which is in Asia Minor. The episcopal consecration took place in the Basilica of St. Clement in Rome on March 25, the Feast of the Annunciation. For his episcopal program, he chose as a motto the following words: "God is love, let us love him." As bishop, he was engaged in the promotion of spiritual life of both clergy and faithful. He insisted on the proper celebration of the liturgy and of church feasts. Following new conditions, he erected new parishes, for instance, in Prague, Bratislava, Levoča, and elsewhere. Thanks to his hard work, the orphanage in Prešov was built and entrusted to the local sisters. On April 13, 1939, he was appointed Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Mukačevo. In the difficult situation of the Slovak state, he became a thorn in the flesh for the representatives of the government of the time, and so offered his resignation from the post. In fact, the present Holy Father appreciated his work and not only refused his resignation but also made him residential bishop of Prešov. And so on August 8, 1940, he was solemnly enthroned in Prešov and then on January 15, 1946, confirmed in his jurisdiction over the Greek Catholics in the whole of Czechoslovakia. We will return to the life of Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdič right after this first part of the Troparion of the feast day of Blessed Bishop Pavel. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the eparchy that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Pavel was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Bishop Pavel resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the Communist Party and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. During the events known as Axia P, on April 25, 1950, the state outlawed the Greek Catholic Church and forbade her activity. Bishop Pavel was arrested and interned. In the days from the 11th to the 15th of January 1951, a show trial was set up against the so-called high treason bishops, and he was given a life sentence, fined 200,000 crowns, and deprived of all his civic rights. Transfers from one prison to another followed. Bishop Pavel suffered physical and psychological punishments, humiliations, and was forced to do the most difficult and degrading jobs. However, he never complained and never asked to be relieved. He made use of every available time to pray and celebrated the sacred liturgy in secret. Following the amnesty in 1953, given by State President Anton Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. Bishop Pavel could only leave prison at the cost of his faithfulness to the Church and to the Holy Father. Various offers were made to him, as is provided by events that he himself recounts. In the prison of Ruzhin, he was received in an office where he had been brought from his cell by a high official in uniform and was informed that he could go straight to Prešov on condition that he was willing to become Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia. The bishop refused this offer, excusing himself and explaining that this would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Holy Father, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Pavel was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled. Father Alois Vrana was transferred to the room of the prison hospital in Leopoldov, where the bishop passed his last days and heard his confession. Bishop Pavel died on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday. He died in the hospital of the prison in Leopoldov as a result of illness resulting from the treatment he had suffered from the communists. Afterwards, he was buried without ceremony in the prison cemetery in a nameless tomb with the prison number 681. As a result of the easing of the political situation during the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Pavel, and this happened in the cemetery of Leopoldov on October 29, 1968, and was followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešov. By a decision of the authorities set up after the Soviet occupation, these were transferred to the crypt of the Greek Catholic Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Prešov. From May 15, 1990, these remains are currently in a sarcophagus in the chapel of the cathedral. Bishop Pavel was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas G. Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. The Holy Father, St. John Paul II, during his historic visit to Slovakia, while visiting Prešov, prayed at the tomb of this bishop martyr in the chapel of the cathedral. During the homily on the beatification of 8 servants of God on November 4, 2001, St. Pope John Paul II said this of Bishop Pavel: "Known to the people as the man with the heart of gold, he became known to the representatives of the government of the time as a real thorn in the side. After the communist regime made the Greek Catholic Church illegal, he was arrested and imprisoned. Thus for him began a very long calvary of suffering, mistreatment, and humiliation, which brought about his death on account of his fidelity to Christ and his love for the Church and the Pope. Vichnaya yemu pamyat, Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdič.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and then I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428.
Dames
And before we leave today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to acknowledge two online donations that we received recently, $25 donation from George Olexa and a $25 donation from Janet Circla. Thank you, George and Janet, for your contribution to this radio broadcast. And even though we are sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your donations, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to donate online, you can go to our webpage, c-rs.org, go to Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Or you can give me a call, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyny America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, and our commemoration of the birth and death of Bishop Pavel Gojdich. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio, Vashe Rusinske radio, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzdien. Z Bohom.
Лавочка тоненька, вода.
Rusiňu Amerika.